What kind of a relationship did Isaac have with his natural father? I'm coming away from typology now, and I'm going back and seeing a man with his son. What kind of a relationship did he have? He says in verse 2, "Take thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest." Do you believe that Isaac knew that he was loved by his father? You believe that Isaac and his father had a relationship that was built and based upon that love? And I say to the young men here, I don't know the backgrounds of your homes that you come from, but do you have that kind of a relationship with your parents? Do you foster a better relationship? We live in a day of bad relationships. I believe that Rebekah was free to bring this servant back to that home because there was a living, loving relationship between she and her parents. They trusted her and she trusted them. Here's Isaac now. He is loved of his father. He and Abraham, they would go, both of them, but Abraham wasn't driving Isaac. They went, both of them, together. And I set that before you, young men especially. The enemy is here to break down the relationship between you and your father and mother. He wants to come in and destroy that. When we've had a new beginning, that relationship then becomes the anchor and the strong point of the marriage that will someday take place here. And all of the questions, all of the things that Abraham, the wealth of knowledge that he had and had experienced, you know, that was available for Isaac as soon or soon after he took Rebekah, wasn't it?
You see in Isaac really
a son of privilege. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful thing to have a father like Abraham, a mighty man of faith. I mean, here is a man, but we do. Abraham is our father. We do. He have seen how his father conducted himself, how his father behaved, the love that his father have for God. So when Abraham is going up, Isaac, you want to come with me? We are going up to worship the Lord. Isaac would not never say no to that. He have seen the love that Abraham had for the Lord. And Isaac was in subjection because he have seen that greatness, appreciation, because Abraham was in subjection to God. That's the way it is. None of you have children, young ones, but that's the way it is. You subject yourself to God, and then everything else will fall in place. It's not a matter of twisting arm and saying, well, I'm there, listen to me. That doesn't work this way. You subject yourself to God, and everything else will fall in place. That's just the way it is. If that relationship is not right, you could do whatever you could do to have that relationship right. You could intimidate, you could twist arms, you could scream, you could do... It will never work. That one has to be right first. And that one was right with Abraham and God. And as a result of that, Isaac, we're going up. There's no question, well, I don't want to go there because I want to play a game with my friends or something. It's not the right time. 3 days, man, I can't leave my friends for 3 days. No. You going? We're going. And he went with him. So, he have an appreciation because he's a man of discernment. I've seen that. And he appreciated the love that was displayed there. So that is a characteristic of Isaac, that he really have seen the work of God. And he was willing to follow in the same footsteps as his father.
You think he was obedient?
No question about it.
No question about it. He was subject. No. He was obedient. His father's interests were his interests. We said Rebekah was hardworking. What was it, that the part that he took here?
Carried the wood.
He took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. It wasn't anything little, was it? What do we hear him saying? Nothing. No, it was not a problem. It was a wonderful relationship between Abraham and Isaac.
One extra adjective is trusting. Mm-hmm. He had trust in the father. Mm-hmm. And you can see that when he asked the question, my father, He said, "Where here am I? Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" God will provide himself a lamb, Abraham said. And Isaac accepts that answer. There's a trust in the direction of the Father. So there's a relationship of trust as well. Yeah.
And I think we could say he knew the word of God.
Yeah.
He said where he knew there needed to be a sheep
giving
offering. And so how important that is, that we could find someone that, whether it's a sister or brother or whatever, we can find someone that might be wonderful. But do they know this book? Because this is the book that's ultimately going to need to guide that life together. And if it's not, then we're standing on not solid ground.
Mm. I think also there's an element in where he put his feelings aside. Because obviously, I mean, you have the strong possibility that you're about to die. You know, so there has to be a natural feeling of fear. But he put his feelings aside, and I think that we could even apply this to our own lives in terms of our relationship with our parents, that a lot of times we're so amped to speak back. Or, "Mom, what about me? What about my feelings? Dad, what about me? What about my feelings?" So I think that when we trust in the Lord, we have a relationship with our parents and the things that they might tell us to do or not to do, that just like with trust, there's a trust in that we put our feelings aside. Sometimes it's not about us all the time. And I think we have to realize that it's not about me. It's about what does the Father want for me. And then we take our guidance from sometimes from the Father through our parents or what have you. So I think that putting our feelings aside is selflessness maybe is.
Well, could you say that he was a man who walked by faith, not by feelings? It's faith that characterized him, just like what characterized his father. So a young man should be characterized by that. He's a man of faith. He walks by faith. He doesn't walk by sight. It's not how you feel about it. If it feels good, do it. None of that stuff. That's a world system and influence. He is a man of faith. He walked by faith, and faith lead to obedience to the Father. Yeah. If the Father said this, the Lord Jesus, again, you brought the Lord Jesus as a great example. The Lord Jesus walked here, not by sight. He was going to Jerusalem. He knew what was going to happen there. It's not the feeling. It's faith. It is the will of God. And because of that, he was willing to give his life, obedient to the Father. You look for a young man who had faith in God, who walks by faith. Not the wishy-washy type, that, you know, one day you feel this way and one way. No, a man that walks by faith, a man that is obedient to the word of God and to the Father.
Last night in the ministry meeting, we had the analogy of taking up the cross, literally, and following the Lord. And I think that's exactly what we see in Isaac. When he clave the wood for the burnt offering and so on, is taking the cross. He had a life that was a life of faith, as you just mentioned, Emil, that was following in the path that he had been taught in.